Today is Monday, March 8th, 2021. This is our second podcast.
Yes.
So you should turn the sound of your phone off if you're going to keep looking at it.
It is off.
Okay. All right. So, Brooklyn, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's been about a week since we did this before, the last.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, it was the weekend before.
Piper was over here.
Yeah, yeah. So, how's your day going?
Pretty good, actually.
Pretty good?
Yeah, I woke up for classes today. I woke up at...
Is that something unusual because you're supposed to wake up for school?
I usually don't. I sleep till like 11 and then I just like don't wake up. Like I just don't join my classes.
And you realize that school, you're supposed to be up and online at 9:35, right?
Yeah, and I did that today. I was actually, guess what time I woke up?
What?
8:45.
So what changed?
I don't know. Well, sometimes I can just like wake myself up, like out of a dead sleep, I just wake myself up.
But what did it? Was there something that was special that you had to wake up for today, or did you just wake up?
I just like woke myself up. I don't know. I woke up at 6:50 and then I was like, oh wait, I still have like 4 hours, 5 hours, 3 hours of sleep. And then I went back to bed.
What time did you go to bed last night?
I went to bed at 12:45.
Why so late? What is it that you're doing up so late?
No, that is not as late as I used to go to bed.
No. That's not the question. The question isn't that I stayed up till 4 a.m. before. Now I only went to bed at 12:30, so I'm early. That's not early. What are you doing? Just talking with people?
No, I just like that. My brain just doesn't shut off until like late.
So you're like, in your room by yourself till 3, 2, 3, 4, 5 a.m, not able to go to sleep.
Yeah, I used to be able, like, that's what I used to do, but now I go to bed like 12:45, 1-ish.
I don't get it. Of course, I have a similar problem, but
it's like,
that's okay.
I laid in bed for like 2 hours from like 10:30 to 12 yesterday, and I was like, oh my gosh, why can't I fall asleep? And I even took a melatonin too.
Oh, you take medication? No, it
was melatonin. It makes you go to sleep. My brother takes it too.
You realize that you've got to reset your schedule, right?
Yeah, but it's working for right now.
Like last night. You have a 1-day streak going here.
Yeah, but then on
I guess they start
Sunday,
somewhere.
Yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday. I woke up at 8:45. Again. And I was like, why am I up so early? It's the weekend. But I guess I have to start doing that because volleyball starts.
Yeah, it's time to, and it's the little lecture that I gave you last week. Well, it's time to get ready. I mean, it's time to kind of move yourself from being just a kid to being a young adult now. You've got different sets of responsibilities, but I won't lecture you about that. I was thinking, given what happened over the weekend, for the three people or so that listen to this podcast, they will not know the history here. But over the weekend, you had a really uncomfortable and unsettling experience happen with school. What happened?
So we were here on, I think it was Friday, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's Friday, and I had two assignments due in social studies, and they were due at 11:59. So we sat in here and did it for like, it was like 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it was longer than that. It was almost 5.
Really?
Yeah. Because, well, in fairness to you.
We were talking.
I was talking to you. I was making you listen to Grandpa Old in government war stories.
Yeah, but so I actually, I learned something from you because okay.
Well, that's
not
good.
Really my teacher, but. And then, oops, sorry, it's rolling.
Remember, this is going to be public, so be careful.
So then we turned it in, and then the next day, on Saturday, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on Saturday. Yeah,
it was Saturday, because I was sitting here working, and all of a sudden I get this text message from you, and what had you just heard?
And my teacher texted me through what we, what we do our schoolwork on. And he was like, someone copied word for word, and I don't know who did the work and who didn't do the work. And
he basically said, I have an assignment here from two people, and it's word for word, and I don't know who did the work.
And he was like, and I'm not going to give credit. And he's like, I'm going to give the credit to whoever, like, actually did the work. And he didn't tell us who the person was, and I still don't even know who the person is.
Yeah. Well, confidentiality matters. That makes sense.
And it was on both the assignments we did. Mm-hmm. So it was the long...
Because we had a longer one, which was what?
It was the constitutional
question on the amendments.
Yeah, that was the mess of amendments. Yeah, and that one took us That one took us longer than the other one did. It
took us almost 2+ hours to get that done.
And
which is a good reminder to the young people listening to this. Doing homework the right way does take time. You can't just steam through it.
Yeah.
Okay. So then what happened?
And so then he texted me on the other one, on the other assignment, and was like, oh, looks like we have more fraud on this one. And I was like, I flat out said, this is stupid. I said, I spent 3+ hours on this with my grandpa, and you can even ask him. And he was like, well, how am I supposed to believe you? And I was like.
So what did you do?
I was like.
You texted me.
And I was like, okay. And I was like, I'll have my grandpa email you. And he goes, okay, do that. And so then you emailed him, and then the person that copied me was like, yeah, and was like, yeah, I did it, and like owned up to it. And so then I got all the credit, and they got none of it.
So what did you learn from that, Brookie?
It was just...
Do you have any... First of all, without going into names, because we can't put names on here, except for Mr. Olson or Miss so-and-so or so-and-so, because I don't know your teachers except for Mr. Olson. Do you have any suspicion who it might be?
No, because no one on my team has my information. The only person that has my info is two people.
So you haven't gone to a friend or been sitting and talking or online and say, and when I say online, you haven't been on in class or texting back and forth and say, oh yeah, you can borrow that from me. Here's my stuff.
No. And if someone did ask me for the stuff, I would just screenshot it and send it to them. But I didn't do that. Because in that amount of time...
Which would still give them the same ability to copy it word for word. But we're not going to do that again, are we?
And I didn't even do that because with the amount of time he sent the text and the amount of time when I turned it in, that was like a 3-hour time span.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Well, no, you had sent it in about, because you were in early the night before. You were in.
Yeah, but then
you had it in at like 10:30 Friday night.
And then he texted me earlier, and then he deleted the text because he didn't know if it was like still word for word. So he read it over like 3 times, he said. He said, I spent 1.5 hours working on this, and it's a waste of my time.
It is a waste of his time. I didn't blame him for being upset at all. Yeah. I would have been also.
But there's just... If you're going to copy off someone, at least ask for permission.
No, you don't copy. That's the whole point of this. Do original work. Do your own work. If you need help, if you need notes, if you need whatever, that's another thing entirely. But you don't ever let anyone copy off of you. It's just not the way to do it.
My teacher just graded something.
Well, good. Which teacher?
My language arts teacher.
Good. Well, that means there's an assignment that's been submitted. Good for you.
3 assignments.
Excellent. Well, that's the way it should be. I guess, but there's the underlying lesson, first of all, is you don't share your actual work product with anybody. Mm-mm. That's not okay. That's not the way you do it in the real world. You don't. What's that called? It starts with a P.
It's on the tip of my tongue. Plagiarism.
That's right. And plagiarism is a really bad thing. I mean, there are laws against it, actually.
Can't you go to jail for it?
Well, I don't know. It's pretty unusual to go to jail. I don't know of anybody that's been jailed, but I'm not a lawyer either. On the other hand, stealing somebody's work, which is really what that is, and claiming it as your own is not okay. It's just not the way we operate. It's not the right thing to do.
In 7th grade last year, we had that same thing happen, and it was with me and another student. And I got a 10 out of 10 on it, and he erased my name and put his name. But luckily for me, my teacher knew my handwriting, and I always wrote at the bottom left corner my name in pen, so you can't erase it.
Well, that's smart. Because you had had someone do that before that?
No, just because, like...
It's just something you just started doing.
I've,
it's kind of like an artist signing their
painting. Yeah, and, like, in like sixth grade, I started it because these kids kept taking my papers and like ripping my name off of it and then taping another piece and like writing their name on it.
What is that all about? What is this?
Because they don't want to do their work.
You know, Mr. Olson, when we were emailing back and forth, he did say that it's a pretty serious problem.
It is.
And it's been a problem all along. I will tell you a story in a minute because I think it's really gets to the heart of doing your own work. But he said that it's a pretty significant problem now that
Well, especially because we're online, too, mm-hmm. so it's, like, really easy to copy off. You just have to call someone and be like, hey, did you do this? And they're like, yeah, I did. And then you just, like, send them. Like, that's just what people do now.
Well, the other part of it is it's so easy to cut and paste. And But they have programs now that help teachers check like that checks for plagiarism.
Like the amendment thing, the 27 amendment thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he was like, this is flagged 11 times. And I was like, what?
Well, it was because it said put the words that the Constitution said. So you had to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
But when I was in college, I was a sophomore in college, so my second year of college, I took a class on colonial American history. It's my favorite era of history. And I did a paper on kind of a typical life in colonial America. And I worked on that paper for almost 6 weeks.
Oh my.
Yeah. I went to Portland State University and they had, in those days, it's even better now. I haven't actually been in it, but I went to the library. I was in the library all the time there. It was Millar Library. And I loved going in there because there was stuff I had never seen before. But I did this paper, submitted it right before Christmas time. It was like the end of the term. And 2 days before Christmas, I get a call from my professor, who has since passed away. And he basically said, I hate to tell you this, but I think you plagiarized your paper and I'm going to fail you. Now remember, in those days, I was trying to get into law school. I was halfway through college and it was like I had to have great grades. And a failing grade would have effectively disqualified me from law school. I'm pretty sure of it. So I said, well, why do you think this? He said, well, because it's it's too well done. You're not old enough to be able to do scholarship of this type. And I said, all right, what is it that you need from me that will allow you to come to a different conclusion? And he said, well, I presume you have research notes. Well, guess what I had?
Research notes.
I had research notes that thick. It like filled almost an entire notebook.
Oh my gosh.
And I was so angry, frankly, and offended by the fact that my integrity had been questioned like that.
And the fact that he thought you weren't that smart, too.
Yeah, well, I didn't even think of that. But, yeah, I mean, I was only 23, 22, yeah. So it wouldn't have been a big stretch to go, hey, you know, you're not that good yet. Anyway, that afternoon, I went down, and I had to catch, in those days, I didn't have a...
You had to catch the bus.
Well, I had a car, but I didn't have it. And so I had to catch a bus, and I went downtown, and I dropped off the paper. I dropped off all my research notes, and fortunately, I had copied or in those days, we had typewriters. Mm-hmm. We didn't have computers to do all this work. But I had typewritten two copies of that paper because I didn't know if I was going to get it back or not, and I was proud of it. I had done a lot of work on that thing. Long story short, I delivered the notes, got a call the very next day saying, I want to thank you for providing me with these notes. I've reviewed things and I've decided that you will not receive a failing grade. And I end up getting an A out of the class. But the moral of the story is, A, do your own work. B, keep your notes. And C, put in the work. I mean, it was to do good things like that takes real work. You can't just, ease your way through everything. You can't just take the easy way out. And it's unfortunate that this other individual thinks that way. You know, that I'm just too, whatever else I've got going in my life is too important for me to do the right thing. So there, I won't lecture you today, but there's another grandpa lecture for you. whoa, I changed the light color. Anyway, so that came out okay.
Yes.
One of the things you and I have talked about.
And I actually got like max score on those too.
Well, you did some great work. I mean, you did all the research.
So like if he like would have like given the other student credit, then I would have ended up with a 0 and they would have ended up with the 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's, I mean, ultimately, you know, integrity, we've talked about this, character, integrity, whatever you want to call it, is who you are when nobody's looking. You've got to look at yourself in the mirror every day and decide, am I that person or not? And so I hope this individual learned something from this.
Yeah.
Because it's not okay what they did. And my advice to you is don't ever put yourself in a position where somebody can
do that,
can benefit from your work mm-hmm. like that without, I mean, it's just, in this case, it's just not right.
Yeah.
So doing homework, what's the hardest part about doing it in this last year with COVID the way it is and all of that?
Focusing.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you had a problem focusing with school, working out of home?
Yeah.
What is causing the problem? Just because there's so much else to do, or is it just because you don't have interaction with other kids, or there's not a teacher staring at you?
No, there's just so much like other things I would rather do, and no one's pushing me to do it. Mm. Like in the first trimester, no one was pushing me to do my work until we started doing those Zoom calls.
Yeah.
And then my grades went up. Then I had A's and B's.
And who was pushing you to do the Zoom calls?
You.
Yeah. Well, I'm not trying to take credit for it, but your point is you've got to stay with it. And what do you think, what's the lesson that you've learned out of all this? Can you organize yourself and discipline yourself to do what you have to do?
Yes, I can, but it's like it would be better if we were in school, because I've always been better at doing my work in school because the teacher was right there. I could always ask them questions. I can always, like, I don't know, like, it was just easier. Like, all my friends were around. Like, if I needed help, I could ask someone at my table. Mm-hmm. If I needed help, I could ask the teacher. Or if you needed help, I could ask the principal. Like, it was just, there were so many other options besides mom. Grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma.
Sure.
Dad.
Sure. Well, people were available to you, too. And let's face it, when you're in school, it's the environment, you know.
That makes you want to learn and makes you want
to
do it.
Where you should be to do that kind of work. Sure, that makes complete sense.
In math today, we talked about going back to school, but it would just be hybrid. So it would be like we would go back 2 days a week. So we would only have like 18 days of school, like in school, but then take out 3 days because of report cards and everything, so you'd only have like 15 or 16. And she was talking about that, and she was like, and you guys wouldn't, like, you guys would stay with the same people, and she was like, and you won't be able to like move around and hang out with people. And I was like, so what's the point on even like going back? Like, if I, like, we're all gonna have masks on. And she was like, and some of you guys, your parents haven't got the vaccine. And I was like, yeah, I understand it, but at the same time,
that's fair. That's fair.
But at the same,
your mom has received the vaccine,
and so has my, and so has grandma. Mm-hmm. And you're getting it soon.
I hope so. Although at the rate I'm going right now, I was texting with a friend this morning. I said I think I'd have more luck gambling in Las Vegas and winning.
Yeah.
Getting a spot to get an appointment.
Probably.
So do you, I mean, on one hand, part of it, I think, is what we were just talking about, though. Even moving back to a hybrid, can't move around, can't do the typical
our desks stuff. Would be 6 feet apart. Like.
Well, but part of it's getting you back in. Yeah. I mean, you know, in 5 days, 4.5 days, actually.
It will be
1 year.
1 year.
1 full year.
Of us.
That you have not been in that school building. That's a long time.
I was in the school on picture day.
Okay, well, that doesn't count. What I'm talking about.
And I was
about,
at school, and I cleaned out my locker. And there was a crutch in it for some reason.
Was that when you hurt your knee?
I think so.
Yeah.
There was two crutches in there, and I was like, oh, well, that's interesting. That's where the crutches went.
But I think it makes some sense to get you back in and start moving you back toward normal.
Yeah, but if we can't,
well, but it's not a social thing. Remember why you're in school. You're in school to learn. Now, it's easy for me to say because social takes up so much of your space mm-hmm. when you're in school, and I understand that. But you're there to learn. You're there to do the work. And I guess the other thing to keep in mind is, you know, you've basically moved through your entire eighth grade year.
Yeah.
Online.
You've had literally
zero in-class time.
We literally have like 3 months left of school.
You have 3 months left of school. So you get a little bit of taste, and it's not about that experience. It's getting a little bit of taste back of relearning how to be in school.
Because
when you move to the high school, it goes, remember grade school, when you left Lynchwood, it went from here to here.
Mm-hmm.
Middle school is going to go from here to here.
Yeah,
demands on you.
I just hope that we can actually like go back to school when I get into freshman year, and I don't have to do freshman year.
I don't think there's any question that you'll be back in school in the classroom in some fashion.
Well, probably.
And I think you'll probably be
back
more or less similar to where you were.
Because if we probably go back this year, then there's a higher chance we'll go back next year.
Well, and that's the point. You start getting kids back in there. Yeah. You get the teachers used to doing it. You just get
everybody back in the flow. Well, the teachers are working in the school.
Right now?
Yeah, they're at the school.
Doing the online stuff?
Yeah, just not the
kids. Well, that's interesting. I didn't know that. I thought most of them were working from home.
Mr. Olson's at the school, and then my language arts teacher is too.
Hmm. Interesting.
And
I didn't
know
that.
And my math teacher's in and out, and so is my science teacher.
Hmm. Well, the point is, though, that you have the ability to get back into that routine, and that's going to be very important. It's kind of weird to think how much time's passed, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I really...
Think how much different a person you are now.
I'm kind of glad that COVID happened.
Really? But so I have a really, really dear friend who talks about silver linings. So what's the silver lining in this for you?
It was kind of just like finding who really is like who really cares and like who's really your friend and everything. And you can really, during that whole, March to April thing last year,
mm-hmm.
You kind of found yourself. Because you were sitting in your room so much, just thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And so you kind of thought about, the person you wanted to be and everything.
Did you really? You actually thought that way?
Well, I had nothing else to think about. I mean, gymnastics stopped.
Your whole world came to a screeching stop.
It was literally, March 1st hurt my knees, was hurt the all March of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had nothing to do besides sit in my room and think.
Mm-hmm.
And no one could hang out because their parents were so strict about COVID.
Sure.
All I had was FaceTime. And I mean, I didn't really go on my phone, so I didn't really do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I just sat in my room and basically slept because my knees hurt so bad.
Which is one of the reasons why you have trouble waking up in the morning.
Probably. I mean,
although you've never been really what I would characterize as an early morning person.
Yeah, I'm not an early bird. Not an early bird gets the worm.
Actually, I would say you're not really a morning person
in
much
general.
Of it all.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I'm more of a night owl.
So what do you take away from this year the most, though?
What do you mean?
Just key learnings. If you had to say, this is what I learned during my year of COVID, what did I learn? And it's going to be a little bit longer than a year because the governor is talking about having everybody back in April 19th.
Yeah.
So that's still a month and 6 days from now.
Yeah.
A month and 11 days.
I mean, I think I've learned just don't take anything for granted.
That's a good lesson.
Because there was definitely a lot of, ups and downs that happened, but you kind of just got to look at the positive side. You can't really always be so negative about everything. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people at that used to be in our friend group that were like just so negative all the time.
And before COVID?
No, like just since it. Like all of it. And like since it, like before, the beginning just, of it. That's just their personality. Like, that's just their personality. Mm-hmm. And it kind of just brought everyone down. Mm-hmm. And so everyone was sad because they always thought of the negative. And then finally, like, May and June hit, and like it was summer, so everyone was like, yay, woohoo, summer,
we can like be normal.
Yeah,
but you couldn't.
Yeah, but I just kind of spent the time with the people that I wanted to and that were like positive and like made me happy, if that like makes sense. Because like there's no point on spending your time in your life with people that like are so negative and sad all the time.
That's a great life lesson. Although one other thing I would say that's taken me most of my life to learn is nobody really makes you happy. You make you happy.
Yeah.
And what you want to do is surround yourself with people that are reinforce that, you know. Yeah. But so what else did you learn? If you were looking back 25 years from now and you're talking to your kids or you're talking to a friend over coffee or some whatever, tea. What are you saying? Yeah, remember back in that COVID year? Here's what I learned from it. What'd you learn?
I mean, there was a lot that I learned, but like there's just, it kind of all happened so quick. Like it was like, oh, COVID was like not diagnosed, but like like founded in like September, but it wasn't like a big thing. Mm-hmm. It was just like little cases. It was like probably like 50 cases.
And you never thought it would turn into what it is. I just admitted that to my friend.
I didn't even know about COVID until like January, February.
You started hearing about it.
Until I started hearing about it.
How did you hear about it? Where do you get your news?
Me and my dad were in San Diego for a gymnastics meet and people were wearing masks. And I was like, what?
What's that all about? What's going on?
Yeah, I was like, what? I was like, huh? And my dad's like, oh. He was like, you haven't heard? And I was like, heard about what? And he was like, there's a virus going around and it's called COVID-19. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then people on TikTok.
Did it scare you?
No. Because I didn't really know what it was. Like, I just like, oh, COVID. Like, no, they're like, I thought it was going to be like, the flu.
And you know what a virus is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, even then you knew what a virus
is. Oh, yeah.
It's what gets you the flu or a cold or...
Yeah. And then people on TikTok started posting about COVID. And I was like, oh, so this must be like something like...
This
serious.
Is real.
Like, this is serious.
And what were they saying on TikTok?
They were like, it was just like the virus. It was like a little virus thing, like the green little... Like, if you were to think of a virus...
So they were talking... Like, they were describing it.
No, it was like a little... You know the little, like, germ emoji?
Yeah.
That's what they were posting. They're like, oh, no, a new virus called COVID is out. And they were, like, posting about it. And it was all over my For You page. And I was like, this is, like, something, like...
This is bigger serious. Than I thought
and
it was.
It's, like, bigger than I thought. Mm-hmm. And then in February, I was hanging out with Claire, and my mom called me and was like, just to let you know... There's this new thing out, like, called COVID and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, yeah, I know Dad told me about it, like, last month. And she was like, oh, okay, so, like, just so you know. And then March came around.
Was there a reason she told you? I mean,
it was just because, like, she was like, you probably heard that there's a new thing called COVID, and don't be surprised.
So she was just informing.
Yeah, like, and she informed Hayden, too. Mm-hmm. And then March came around. And then the day I hurt my knees, people at my gymnastics meet were wearing masks again, and I was like, what is the mask gonna do? Like, it's like there's really no point, because like, I mean, the mask can like,
so the information that I'm gonna admit something right here. I was talking with my friend John this morning, or a little while ago actually, and we were talking. I said, you know, I got to admit full bore, I was wrong on this thing. When it started, I was rather perturbed by what I thought was an overreaction. I still sort of am, because I'm not fully believing the data. I don't know that the reporting is as accurate as it could be. And I think motivation of some people to report something as COVID may not justify the report. On the other hand, I went in and I did some research on how bad cases there were and all that. And the worst flu, and I wasn't thinking of like the Spanish flu experience of 1918 or anything like that. I was thinking, I looked online and I looked back over like 10 or 20 years, and the worst flu out there, the total loss was about 100,000 people. And we lose people to illnesses every day.
And we just lose people in general every day.
That's nature. Nature, yeah. And it sounds cold-hearted to say that, but it is.
It's the truth.
People die from things. And some people are very sick. They have underlying conditions. And
some people just,
they will get sick. There's other people that are just look totally healthy. And yeah. Then they get sick and die.
Or there's just some people that just die from old age. Like, that's just every yeah. day. That's just how it is.
Well, that's nature. Yeah. Again. So I was, as we look back on this and we find that this data, let's just assume for the sake of conversation that this data is relatively accurate, I was very wrong. And I have to admit that, because it's always fun to feel good when you're right, but when you're wrong, you got to acknowledge it. The thing that's sad is that we had the ability, we've been talking about this for decades, to get ready for the next big illness. My former boss, Senator Hatfield, talked about this in 1992 or 93, 4, 5, somewhere in that time frame.
I just feel we just weren't ready. It just all came so quick.
We actually were ready. And not to make it political, but the last administration did not take it seriously, as we saw. And so the country, the unfortunate part is it became a political thing, you know?
Yeah.
Instead of focusing on the physiology of it, the epidemiology of it, which is the science of it, we focused on, well, wearing a mask is an infringement of my civil liberties and da da da. And again, I'm going to be quite honest. I felt that way at first myself, because I was unconvinced that it was as bad as it was being held out to be. Now, it may not be as bad as it is being reported today, but it's clearly worse than I expected it to be.
Yeah. Well, and there's definitely more cases of COVID, because, I mean, there's people that's like sick at home and they haven't gone in and like gotten like tested for COVID, you know? Mm-hmm. And so like they haven't counted like the people that are actually at home that have COVID. I think they're just counting the people that have passed away and that have it diagnosed right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it just happened so quick. It was like January came around, I found out about it. Then February came and it was like, my mom's like, this is serious. And then March came and it was like,
so
oh,
where
no more
were
school.
You? Where were you? Do you remember when you found out that things were really starting to change fast? School was shutting down, restaurants were closing down, blah, blah, blah.
I was actually at my friend Paige's house.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom texted me, and I used to spend like every day at Paige's. Like, I was there for like weeks and weeks, like on, like on end, just like on end.
Okay.
And like just hanging out with her because I had nothing else to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I was there, and then my mom texted me and was like, oh, you guys are out of school. And I was like, yay. I was like, no more school. And then it kind of turned into something bigger, and April came around, and my mom.
And after the first couple weeks, were you still kind of in?
Yeah,
it was like, this is like a big vacation.
I was like, yes.
It's like spring. And you know what was interesting is all that happened right around spring break. So you didn't really initially feel it that much. But then spring break time ends and you're still out of school.
Yeah.
And initially, even then, you were kind of thinking, this is okay.
Well, and then.
Or were you getting a little frustrated?
No, it was March. It was like March.
No,
was
I like being out of school.
Yeah, it was like March. It was like March 30th. And my mom texted me and was like, she came over to Paige's to pick me up and so I can go get more stuff and come back. You know, that's just like how it was. And she came back and I was hanging out with Paige, me, Bella, and Logan, Paige's brother, and then Logan's friend Brady. And we were all hanging out and my mom came and was like, oh, you guys are out of school until April 23rd. And I was like, yay! And then I was at Paige's until then. So I was like, it was like March 30th to like April 23rd. I was at Paige's.
You never came home? Where the heck was I? How did I not know you were not at your house?
There was only one time that I came home, and it was on Piper's birthday. So, because we went to Piper's. Because we
I don't remember. Allie's. I didn't know you were away from home that long.
Oh, yeah. And...
Were you mad at your mom or
something? No, I just... I was just having fun.
It's like, school's out. I'm going to go have a good time.
Yeah. And then she came and picked me up, and she was like, oh, you guys are out of school until May 12th. And I was like...
So they just started, kept extending it out. And at that point, there was no school.
Yeah, there was zero online school.
Like, school was shut off.
School was, like, you was gone.
So you lost basically the end of your seventh grade
year. Yeah. And then it was like May 12th, and I was like, yay. Like, not like super excited, but still excited. And then I got an email from my community teacher, and she was like, we're out for the rest of the year. And I was like...
Now, why did you react that way? Why did you react not as enthusiastically?
Because I just want...
Hold on a second. So why did you not react as enthusiastically, do you think?
Because I was out of school.
What went through your mind?
I was like...
I'm sick of pages? Is that what...
No. I was at home at this time. Like, I was home.
Okay.
And I was like... Because I was 13, right? Spending my first year of teenage years...
Away from anybody.
Away from everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And
I never thought of it that way, but that's a really good point.
I was tired. I was just tired.
So your whole schedule was thrown off.
It was.
You're not seeing your friends. There's no events, no activities.
Yeah. Even
schools.
It was out of the picture. It was gone already.
Yeah.
And it was like, how I looked at it, it was like, no school, no gymnastics, no socializing, no talking to my friends. Only person I'm stuck in the house with is my mother and my brother.
Because your mom at that point, they were working from home also.
No, she was still going in.
Or is she still in?
She was still in. And then she stopped and came home and worked from home in like mid-May. And then I just like was like, oh, yay. I was like, oh, my. And then the first week happened and I was tired of my mom and my brother at that point. I was like, oh my God, I need to get out of my house. And
the trouble is, that's when you begin to feel in prison because there's nowhere to go.
There was literally nowhere to go. Claire couldn't hang out with anyone because her parents were strict on it.
Mm-hmm.
Astegan couldn't hang out with anyone because his parents were strict on it. And Paige couldn't hang out with anyone anymore because her parents were strict on it. And Bella couldn't hang out anymore, so her parents were strict on it.
So everybody started getting pulled apart.
Everyone was like pulled apart. And then, oh, and Madeline couldn't hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, well, this is fun. And then Hayden's friends, the only person that really came over was Jalen.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I would hang out with them. And then it was like...
And guys at that age really love having the little sister hanging around.
Well, no. Jalen actually, like, didn't. Like, they didn't mind. They didn't really care. It was Hayden and Jalen.
Yeah.
And so we just, like, hung out and watched movies. And then Jalen, like, lived at our house for, like, until, like, August. Like, August to, like, mid-September, like, when we started school again.
Right.
And it was, like, in May, it was, like, because my teacher emailed me and was, like, hey, guys, no school for the rest of the year. COVID is actually, like, taking over. And we have to deep clean the whole entire school, every inch and crevice of the school and blah, 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 blah. So there's no way we can get, like, back into school.
Mm-hmm.
And there was already 10 kids at my school that had COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, no going back. And so then it was like March 23rd and school was out on like June 19th. And so they were like, okay, we're going to do a little bit online.
And we're going to give it a try.
We're going to just give it like a little go. And they did it. And I didn't do it, of course. It was new. It wasn't something I was interested in.
You realize, of course, that's an excuse and not a reason.
No one actually really did it. It was more of like this is probably what's going to happen next year, so you might want to come along and like get kind of like used to it and, like, in the memo of it, mm-hmm. that's where they were kind of, like, that's where they were. They weren't, like, a, it wasn't, like, you're learning something. It was, like.
No, that wasn't as.
It was,
as,
like, someone trying
to. Like, it's not, like, mandatory, no. like, be in class.
No, it was, like, trying to figure, it was, like, the teachers are trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah.
Like, and how to do it, and the kids need to figure out how to do it. And so it was just, like, the whole Zoom thing.
Right, right.
And then June came around, and school ended.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like.
So now you're into summer.
And so now we're into summer.
And there's nothing going on.
Absolutely nothing. And then
did you hear from the schools or anything during the summer?
No.
Were they in touch with your mom? Or, no. Because I don't remember hearing.
I don't think they were. But because me and Claire, we weren't really like. Who? We weren't, me and Claire. Claire and I, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
We weren't really talking because she was hanging out with another group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started getting like super close again in like June.
Mm-hmm.
And then Claire was literally like at my house every single day, 24/7. We did everything together.
Mm-hmm.
And Grandma hadn't gotten the pool up yet, and so we didn't really know what to do. And then Hayden and Jalen were at the house still, and so we were like, oh, let's go, like, hang out with them. And so, like, it was me, Hayden, Jalen, and Claire.
Right.
And, like, that was just, like, our friend group, I guess. It wasn't, like, a friend group, but it was, like, our, like, kind of our little group that we had.
Spontaneous group that put itself together. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, like, we, like, they had basketball still, because Poach was doing that thing.
Right. The thing at night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have basketball, they would come home and shower, and then me and Claire would go in the basement, and we would all hang out, and we watched movies all night. And it was like,
This is where the schedule got messed up.
It was like, they got home at like 10:30, and we would stay up till like 11 in the morning.
Mm.
That's where we were. And wow. But it was like, it was super fun. And then Jalen.
If I was 13 or 14 and that's what I got to do, I would have had fun too.
It was super fun. And then I got
in touch. Sounds fun now, actually.
Yeah. And then I got in touch with Charlotte and Chauncey again. And so then we went over there and hung out over there for a little bit. And then I started talking to Noah.
So you guys are doing little super spreader things all around the city.
Basically.
Okay, got it.
And then I started talking to Noah, and me, him, and Jalen, and Hayden, and Claire, we would all go to the river together. And because Noah had an older brother named Evan, and Evan was friends with Hayden.
I don't know Noah. Who's Noah?
Melton. Evan Melton. Oh.
Anyway, a friend of yours.
A friend of ours.
Okay.
That, I mean, they're not really our friends anymore. Hmm. But.
Oh. And, just abandoned those people.
No, we didn't abandon them. It was just, I don't know. And then we all went to the river. We were literally at the river, like, every single day. And then in, like, June, I remember it was June 25th. And we went to the river because we left for Boise the 26th.
Right.
And we went to the river for Noah's birthday. And then.
So you kind of had, in some respects, a somewhat normal-ish summer in a way.
Yeah. And then.
You were able to go visit friends. You got to go travel a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you did Reno.
And then we went, oh, that was so fun.
Yeah.
And then July came around and I really didn't do it.
Did you drive or fly to Reno? I forgot.
We drove.
You drove. What kind of a vehicle?
We drove a Kia Soul.
Oh, my goodness. So it's a tiny car.
It was me.
Because, Brookie, you're tall.
Yeah, it was Michelle, Brian, me, and Claire.
Oh, my goodness.
And we had all of our clothes, all of our luggage, all of our food. It was a cooler. It was, like, crazy.
Should have taken Helen.
And.
Did you tell them that?
We could have taken my grandpa's RV.
We
just didn't think about it. We were just, like, so, like.
You would have had, I mean, you've traveled in Helen. That would have been pretty fun, don't you think?
Yeah, and we, like, threw everything in this little Kia Soul, got in a car, and drove.
You know, for some reason, I had you pictured as going in a minivan.
No.
I had no idea you were in a car that little.
We were in Michelle's Kia Soul.
I would have been petrified.
It wasn't that bad. Me and Claire were in the back seat.
That's a long way to be stuffed into the back seat of a Kia Soul.
Well, and then Brian's back was like messed up.
So he had to lay back?
He was driving and I was on and Michelle was in the passenger seat and Claire was behind Michelle and I was behind Brian.
Why didn't you trade? You're the tall one. You should have had... Claire's just a little thing.
And then Brian's seat was reclined back, but it wasn't like super reclined. And
so you had little room to maneuver.
Me and Claire were unbuckled, and we were sleeping. And so, like, it was like, you know how you sleep in a car, like, during volleyball.
Your head goes down, you're drooling.
No, we had pillows. And I put a pillow like right by the window, like in between the window and the seat, and I laid on it, and then my long legs were like legs. Curled up, and that's how me and Claire slept.
Who?
Claire and I slept.
Oh, okay.
And then we actually stopped. And so we stopped, and I don't remember where we stopped.
I'm listening.
I don't remember where we stopped, though. And we stopped in this little, like... It wasn't little. It was like a motel. And, oh my, when I tell you, it was ghetto. It was in the middle of ghetto.
Where were you? Do you remember?
I don't know. I couldn't tell. It was somewhere in Cali. I remember that.
Oh, so you went down that way.
Yeah.
Did you go down through Southern Oregon? Through Bend, or which way did you go? Like down through Klamath Falls.
Sleeping. I think we went through Klamath Falls.
Then down and then over.
Yeah,
because it's. Did you see Lassen National Park?
I don't know.
Do you remember? It's beautiful there. It is spectacular.
I was sleeping.
Well, if I had to be smashed into the back of that car, that's what I would have done too.
And.
But you got to go.
Yeah, and then so story time. We stopped in this little motel, and it was like.
Ghetto motel.
We got there at like 10:30, and oh my gosh, it was so bad. And we got there at like 10:30, and me and Claire were literally laughing in bed for so long.
Because you're just giddy.
We were just, it was like, at this point.
It's like getting out of jail almost.
At this point, it was like 1 in the morning. We're laughing hysterically.
And what time did you have to leave the next morning?
We had to leave at 8. And Michelle and Brian were in the bed next to me and Claire. And we were, it was the type of laugh that it was like, it was like one of the quietest laughs ever. But we were laughing so hard. I couldn't tell you what we were laughing at, but we were laughing. And we were like, we can't sleep. So we went on a walk.
In 1 in the morning in a town in California.
Listen, yeah. I don't even know if it was in California. I don't even know where we were.
Oh, my heavens.
We had our phones and we FaceTimed our friends, Sebastian and Josh. And we're in the middle of nowhere. And we're like, we want Dutch. And so we woke up Michelle and was like, Michelle, can we go get Dutch Bros? And she was like, yeah, sure. Because it was a 24-hour Dutch.
And she has no idea what time it is?
No, she does.
She was not exercising her oversight responsibility.
She was just super tired, and we woke her up. And it was like one of those, like, yeah, go ahead. Take my card. And we went.
Oh, my gosh.
And we called our friends, thinking, like, if we, like, got kidnapped or, like, shot, like, they would save us, you know? Like, that's our, that was
kidnapped that, or shot.
That was, like, our, like, mindset right there. So we got.
Looking at it now, you realize that's as absurd a thing as you could have done.
Yeah, but it was fun. Oh. And so then we got Dutch. Okay. And we're walking back. And there's this little, like, it was like, so it's like, Dutch is over here. And then it was like, we got lost going to Dutch. It took us like 10 minutes to get there when it should took us like 2. But it's okay. We got there. So we got Dutch. And me and Claire were laughing the whole way. We were laughing at nothing. And there was this like little motorcycle thing, like where you buy motorcycles and everything. And then there was a gun shop, like a gun area over there. And
a gun range?
Yeah, that's what it is. And we heard gunshots. And we didn't know that there was a gun range. And so we got scared. And then people on the motorcycles started going vroom, vroom, vroom. And then they started like riding their motorcycles. And so we thought we were going to get shot. So we hid behind this.
Or kidnapped.
And so we so then we ran. And
sorry, bikers. I don't mean to stereotype you, but there it is. Good grief.
Well, it was also 2:30. This time it was like 2:30 in the morning. And we're in the middle of nowhere.
See, in Helen, you could have just gotten up, gone to the galley, gotten some out of the fridge. You yeah. Make your coffee right there. And
so then me and Claire hid behind this little area, like this open thing. It was like open. And we didn't know there was a homeless person standing there, sleeping there. And so we
You're hid. Lucky you didn't get hurt because no, those no, people it was, get
it
crazy.
No, it was a woman. And she was like, she was younger. And she goes, are you girls okay? And we were like, yeah, we're fine. We just like, and she was like, oh, just like, don't freak out. There's a gun range right there. And we were like, oh my gosh. And so then we ran back and we ran in. And Brian, we accidentally woke Brian up. And Brian goes, what are you guys doing? And we were laughing. So we're like, we don't know what we're doing. And it's like 3 a.m. And Brian's like, you guys gotta go to bed. We have to wake up in 5 hours. And me and Claire looked at each other and we're like, oh. Oh my gosh. And then we fell asleep. And then we drove another 8 hours. Spent 2.5 hours at a waterfall. A waterfall.
Because you wanted to see it or nope. Because... Because
Brian wanted to take pictures of it. Which, that's fine. I mean, I'm kind of used to that now.
Of him taking pictures?
No, just pictures. Like, people stopping and taking pictures in general now.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. Like...
So, we're going to wrap this up because I've got to get on a call here at 5:30. So, what did you learn from... What's your biggest takeaway from the year you've just been through at the age you are? You're 14 now. You've been through this. You were just a teenager and your whole world got shut off. What did you learn? What do you take away?
What do you mean?
Because I have some... What lessons did you learn?
What
did you learn about yourself?
I learned that, like, obviously it's don't take anything for granted now.
Which means it could change on me any second.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Be grateful for what you have, for the people you have.
Mm-hmm.
Don't, really all you have is... Not to like to sound that's like depressing, but all you have is yourself, and
it's the only one you can count on.
Don't depend on anyone else.
Really?
Yeah, because when this whole thing started, I was 12.
You had a lot of people that you thought were your friends.
Yes, and that are no longer my friends.
Real quickly, what are the qualities in people that have made the people that are that you consider your friends now, how are they different from the people that you used to hang out with before?
Well, these people in my friend group now, there's like 7 of us, and we're all really trust, like, I can trust every single one of them.
Why do you think you can trust them? Is it just like a chemical thing or an energy thing? No, like,
they've just showed that I could.
Mm-hmm. And they feel the same way about you. Have you all talked about this?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
And... They all have really like funny sense of humor and like they're not super like they're not overly sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
So like if I like said something, they wouldn't get offended by it.
Sure.
Which that's like the kind of people I want to be around because like it's just I don't know. It was like there's no point on being around people that number one, are toxic. Number two, can't take a joke. Because obviously...
So a sense of humor was pretty strong.
Yeah. and they're just nice people in general.
This is now, out of 3 podcasts we've done, this is now the longest one. But really? We'll try to wrap it up here. So what's interesting to me, what I see is you're a lot stronger than I think you realized you were. I mean, your personality, for whatever reason, brought you through this... pretty doggone well.
Well, my life is really boring, but I'm just kind of stupid. So like,
you're when not like stupid. What do you mean? By
listen,
that?
listen. Like when I'm
you
like
are not stupid, bro.
Like when I like, I'm not stupid, but like sometimes how I think is like dumb, and so it's
you're
like
a teenager.
Yeah, I know, but like it's like
that'll go away in about 30 years. So don't worry.
Yeah,
about
but like it's funny because like I just. Basically entertained myself the whole like when you think about it it's like I
but
really
what's interesting
like,
is you didn't come out of the remember last time we talked some of your friends or some people you know have really struggled with this
Yeah, I just, I
for died. You, you've just kind of,
I just,
it's what it is.
I just was laughing in my room most of the time, and Hayden walked in and was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I can't stop laughing. I don't know why.
Okay, this was kind of fun. So, I do want to come back next time. You want to keep doing these?
Yeah.
You're having fun with these?
Mm-hmm.
Are any of your friends listening to them?
Yeah, actually.
Actually, they are?
Yeah.
On what? Spotify or what?
No, they're listening to it on the thing you put it on.
Oh, on my website.
Yeah.
Because it's on Spotify now.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know what Spotify is?
I do know.
Do you listen to it?
I use Spotify.
Yeah, it's on Spotify. I've got a name of the program and everything.
Really?
Yeah. This program's called B&G.
B&G.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Ricky and Grandpa. So, there you go. All right. We done?
Yeah.
We're kind of done. Let's see. Yeah, this doesn't...